Breathing Smoke at College. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. People go to college to fill their minds, but they can also wind up filling their lungs. A study says secondhand smoke is pretty common. Mark Wolfson of Wake Forest University School of Medicine.
83% of the students that we surveyed reported exposure in some location in the past 7 days.
The most common locations were bars and restaurants, homes and rooms, and cars. Wolfson surveyed students in North Carolina, but he thinks findings would be similar elsewhere, depending on local circumstances. Wolfson says students should try to avoid bars and restaurants with smoke, ask folks not to smoke, and push college administrators for things like smoke-free dorms. The study in the journal Nicotine and Tobacco Research was supported by the National Institutes of Health. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.